And thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass is his dutiful spot, taking good care of us. So we always appreciate that. He's why the podcast will be posted shortly after our interviews this morning. In the first half and the second half of our show, we're going to be talking to Anthony Morgan. He's the chief of public safety at the Bucknell University Department of Public Safety. Sort of the chief of police might be what folks would call him on campus, but they're trying to make sure that public safety is doing a lot more than just policing, trying to help students, maybe be a bit of an ally at times, and really make sure that public safety isn't something that's going to be set apart or removed from sort of the ebb and flow of things on campus, that it's going to be part of the discussions and the actions and the helps that provide. And he's going to continue to run a sort of a different department on campus. With that, we welcome you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the invitation, and glad to be with you this morning.
I really do appreciate that. I think of campus police in the past. You would see them if you were if you came to campus and you needed help parking, or they were just offering up the help, or if an incident happened, we'd call the campus police later and ask them what happened. That was probably a perfectly satisfactory way to do things, but now we have a lot more tools and opportunities. Sort of explain modern policing on Bucknell campus and maybe any campus, really.
Yeah, you know, for us, really, it's about relational policing and building those relationships on the front end in non-crisis moments. We're big believers in building relationships one person at a time. And you hit on the key things traditionally that we'll continue to do. We'll continue to respond when people call, when there's needs for our services. But we also need to recognize sometimes that as we have interactions, people judge those interactions based on kind of their historical experiences with law enforcement, how they've had experiences with us. And if the only time that they're interacting with us is on a call, we miss opportunities before that to set some positive experiences with them. And so we're really big in how we can get out on the front end and build relationships with students, faculty, and staff. And that's being approachable and accessible and really listening to the community. So that's what we've done over the last several months is listen to what the community expects and wants to hear from us. And we pivoted our actions and directions to meet those expectations.
Do students behave differently if they know an officer, or they've heard from officers, if they've had conversations and they have a more of a working relationship with public safety? Do they then in turn behave differently?
Yeah, we've noticed it already, where through some of the positive kind of interactions where the officers were handing out the cards, and then we have a call later, students say, oh, I remember you, and it dials down the temperature of the room, right? So things aren't so difficult when the student and the officer are talking, especially when we're called to something that may be negative, right? There's some relationship, this isn't the first time you're seeing the officer, and we've already seen it pay dividends, where individuals haven't been, it's been easier to work with them on things. So it's definitely something that we're going to continue to do.
The cards. Start at the beginning.
Yeah. So we partnered with Guardian Score. We want to two universities at the time we did it. More are joining on in the country. And what that allowed us to do is kind of gauge our service. I knew coming in that there were questions around our interactions and how folks viewed the legitimacy of our operations. And so the cards allow anyone we interact with for about 60 seconds or more to rate their experience. And so officers are required to pass those cards out. Now we have body cameras. We can go back and check and make sure that it's being done. But they have been doing it. And I was very pleased with the rate of return and responses we got from our campus community with those cards. But they pass the card out. It takes someone 60 seconds to fill out the card or less. And you can rate your interaction with the officer. You can add any comments that you want us to see. And you can do it anonymously. We don't see the name of the person who's done it, but we can look at that data, look at interactions and say, what are our strengths and then what are our flaws? What are the things we need to get better at? And so that's kind of invaluable to get from the public.
All right. So this is a Guardian Score QR code. There's a QR code on this and you hold your phone up to it or whatever and get that code going. And then what does that lead you to? A website with a quick Q&A? Opportunity?
Yeah, it'll take you right to a link, and the link is specific. Each card that each officer has is specific and unique to them, but it'll take you to the same, it will take you to a link where you'll Rate the person. It's five questions and then really two boxes to leave any comments that you have. And the questions really delve into the importance of our interactions. Is, do we give you the why? Do we tell you why we were interacting with you? Do we treat you with equity, dignity, and respect? Those types of questions exist just to kind of make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, which for us is providing outstanding public safety service.
So these QR cards, they're a business card. May I have one from you, please? Or do you?
I will get you one. They are. They certainly are. The officers have them and are passing them out during the academic year.
All right. And what do you think about this? What are you hearing? You're getting feedback. Of course, you got the cameras if you want to review, but now you have the QR ratings from people. It's a rating, right?
Yeah, 100% it is a rating. And so it's been really positive. I've been really happy with the responses. You can rate an officer from 1 to 5. And so out of 231 completed surveys, which is about 20-25% kind of return rate, which is higher than I expected. I expect this to be about 10-15, so I'm glad to see we're getting a higher rate of return. It's let us know that we're on the right track, but it's also pointed out some areas that, you know, we can improve upon. And so we're looking at what kind of training we can host internally to better ourselves. So I've been extremely pleased with the information that we've received.
What's the last name of one of your officers, any officers?
I'll use Sergeant Russell.
Okay, Sergeant Russell. I call Bucknell Secure, Public Safety, and I say, someone broke a window here. I would like Officer Russell to reply. He has a 4-star rating, so I would like him to reply. Could that happen?
We send who's available, and of course we have to give our folks time off. They can't be here all the time. It certainly could happen again. I don't think it's a bad thing that folks get to know officers by name and build that relationship, but we want that same relationship to be with everyone, and that's expectation for everyone to do so. So while I certainly can appreciate that anyone's going to have kind of their favorites, we certainly universally want to be well-respected.
That's half facetious, but you get the idea. I want the officer that will the public see these ratings and the responses and so on?
Yeah, we're looking at how we can build that out this academic year. So now that the pilot's done, we're committed to doing this. The next step, to your point, is the transparency piece and posting those scores. And so what method is the best way to do that is what we're exploring now. And is it on our webpage? Do we do it through a Twitter account or Instagram? How do we get that out? That's something that we're actively kind of exploring as the next step.
All right. Yeah, I can see there's not a privacy, but you want the department to be rated as a whole. You'll work with individuals that might not get 100% score every time, but you want the department to be rated as a whole. And so on. Okay, well, you mentioned transparency. I talked to you a little bit about ahead of time. Body cameras. Your web page is a little bit different these days.
Yeah. Again, from listening to some of the feedback in the spring semester, it was clear that, there were interactions that from the viewpoint of the officers, from the viewpoint of the public, there was a difference. And body cameras provide that neutral viewpoint. Here's what happened. It's can't give you the complete picture of what a person is smelling or feeling at the time, but it can give you a view and window into what happened. And the community expected our officers to be wearing them. So that was one of the first things that we did was to implement and outfit our officers in body cameras. And so now if there's a disagreement on what occurred, anyone from the community can come in and we'll share with them the video of the interaction.
So this is open to inspection at the police department is where how you're thinking this, or at the public safety office?
Yes. So if someone wants to reach out and call, we'll come in, we'll sit down with them, and we'll show
try
them the
to
video.
Be transparent. And all of your policies are on the website as well, you said, and I also noticed just from glancing at it a moment ago, it has parking instructions there, so which is always a hot topic because there's not enough parking, maybe exactly where I want it to be, I guess is the way I'm going to say that, or just where do you park at all is the way to go. All right, you started out in February, just a tiny bit, just two sentences or so about yourself and where you came from and how you came to be here.
Yeah, started my law enforcement career in Michigan. Started in municipal world for the city of Kalamazoo. Worked my way up to the senior night shift lieutenant role, where I oversaw about 36 officers. There we were police, firefighters, and basic medical first responders. So we did all three at the same time. So a very unique experience. From there, moved to becoming a chief in Virginia, Maryland, California, now here. And so certainly made the switch to higher ed, and I've enjoyed it.
In what way will students get more involved with policing or parking or helping or public safety in general in the future?
Yeah, we've created a student advisory committee, and so that student advisory committee will be meeting with us and our new assistant director of community engagement on a monthly basis as the semester is ongoing, and we'll talk about all things safety, and students will be a part of our culture of safety and how we evolve as a department. Other pieces include how we're looking at hiring students. And so one of our new student employment opportunities will allow students to kind of ride with the officers and work with us in a number of capacities. And so we're looking forward to that. We've already had some students apply and interested in that position. And so having kind of students help us with parking, events, and some of the transportation needs that exist on campus are going to be positive things moving forward.
All right. T-minus 7 days, right?
They're coming back soon, yes.
So we have one more weekend of normalcy up there, and then all heck breaks loose. So with the businesses booming again everywhere, that's when students return in about a week or so at Bucknell University. All right, we're now halfway through our conversation. Anything else you want to add for this segment? You got an open mic?
Yeah, I'll just add, one of the other changes webpage that we made was just adding our frequently asked questions section. That was, and those questions directly came from students, and so we updated and we answered those questions that students had, everything from when can I be searched, when can I be stopped by an officer, and many more. And you talked about parking. That's always a challenge on a college campus, and at the University of Bucknell, we're not immune from those challenges. And so we made some minor changes. We're looking as we move forward to try to do more to address that issue, because we know students want to bring cars. We know we have an amazing group of faculty and staff who work who need parking as well. And then we have visitors and guests. And so how do you accommodate everybody? And so that's part of the discussions as we move forward.
All right. Well, we'll look at that, and we hope it, and the whole community does. If they're coming to campus, the frequently asked questions section of the webpage, Bucknell Public Safety webpage. Chief Anthony Morgan is here, Chief of Public Safety at Bucknell University. Relatively new on the job, but he's going to be starting his first fall here coming up in a week or so, with students coming back. When we come back at 7:40, one of his peers and maybe a mentor, Chief Nader Owis, is going to call us from Sonoma State University in California, and he'll talk more about this sort of service providing an allyship that public safety and police can provide. So we'll be talking about that at 7:40.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. We appreciate his help and hard work. And we're in the middle of our interview with Anthony Morgan, Chief of Public Safety at Bucknell University's Department of Public Safety. I'm calling it his new role as campus police chief. He started in February, but has implemented some changes. He's made sure that a student advisory committee is helping them, and they're going to utilize more students to help. They have increased transparency with cameras and a web page that's very robust with all kinds of information, frequently asked questions. But the entire policy is there. The parking instructions are there. Okay, I keep coming back to that. That's what I want from the public safety, is the ability to get to a good parking space. But we have also invited to be on the line with us one of your acquaintances in the professional policing and public safety, and a person that I'm going to say he is one of your mentors, Chief Nader Owis. Is on the line. He's chief of police at Sonoma State University in California. He got out of bed this morning and called us right away. So he's an early bird anyway, but we're glad that he had time to talk to us today. So, Nader, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you for inviting me this morning.
We've been talking a little bit about how campus public safety used to be a responsive situation, assist with parking, yes, in advance, but otherwise primarily respond to situations that might happen on campus. But you have developed a very vibrant set of allies that are on campus with all of your staff that patrol at Sonoma State University and provide services. So introduce that type of policing to our audience, if you would, please.
To be in policing today, I think you really have to be more transformational. It's not just about community policing. It's very much part of it, but it's really about being part of engagement, building relationships, finding new ways, as you said, Chief Morgan is doing. But it's some of the things that we're doing. We've created a speaker series. We have a community academy. We're increasing the number of internships that we offer. We've provided scholarships to some of our students to come and work within the police department. What we're really trying to do is build a philosophy where we're in this together. We don't want to be reactive. We really want to work with the community so that they can discover and learn and grow while they're on our campus.
So you're almost as academically tied to the campus there as some of the professors are.
Well, we try to be. We are, you know, a higher education institution, and, you know, we don't just protect and serve. I think our philosophy really needs to be tied in with the educational mission.
Tell us about service provision when the police are doing that. I noticed in the video that you have on your website, you talk about people whose car won't start. Now, I've already talked to Chief Morgan about that. That's something they could do as well. But this sounds unusual. I guess maybe police have done this in the past, but you're helping people to get their cars going sometimes.
Yeah, we do that. I think we need to do the things that are going to be meaningful for our community. Whether it's to start a car or just be there as an open ear. Oftentimes what we find are our students, this is the first time away from home, and they don't really know how to assimilate onto a college campus or kind of live by themselves. And so oftentimes we're trying to just be there for them. And so if it's to start a car for them, unlock a door for them, or just be an ear, that just helps us build those relationships.
I remember one of the greatest things, this happened on one of the nearby campuses, Susquehanna University. During a summer downpour, one of the police officers gave me a ride to my car so I wouldn't get totally soaked with my equipment. And you know what? That was an interaction that really left a positive impression on me that their public safety would do that. So that definitely is probably the kind of service you're talking about. Chief Morgan talks about their Guardian Scar QR code cards that they're using now, and he's already gotten some positive feedback from that. At Sonoma, how are you doing assessment and review and sort of the critique that the public can provide for you?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So today is our first day of a 90-day pilot program of Guardian Score so that members of the community can provide us feedback. We've already done climate studies. We did one last summer and got some great feedback. But another way is I encourage people just to send me emails. And, you know, just provide me feedback on a day-to-day basis as well.
Community relationships and trust are something that seems to be a through line between the two departments, Bucknell and Sonoma State. Trust, what was lacking in trust, and what's the future for trust with this kind of policing?
Yeah, I think trust has been an issue, especially with the national context. I think the future of policing really encourages all of us to be more peacekeepers and really caretakers, and then to enforce the law when it's just reasonable and prudent to do so. I think if we take those three things, not necessarily in order, but primarily in order, and continue to build the relationships, I think the other part of trust is really recruiting and retaining good people, those that are a good fit for our community, those with the interpersonal skills and the ability to understand their purpose on how they're serving. And part of that is really by fostering and hiring our own people. So one of the things that I've done, I've been a chief for about 13 years, and one of the things that I've done is really try to go out into the community and recruit those from within the community, bring them into the police department, get them to understand our philosophy, get them to understand how important relationships are, or get them to understand how important trust is, and then kind of guide them into law enforcement, whether it's a dispatcher, police officer, working in records, wherever, but making sure that the entire department understands this philosophy and is working together to better serve our community.
Chief, good morning. Quick question for you. Can you just talk to us a little bit about what you're doing and your view on protecting your campus from threats?
Yeah, so part of understanding the threat, we can't just sit in a vacuum in the police department and wait to be responsive. So we're continually trying to improve. One, I'm getting out there and making sure that people understand that they can call us, first and foremost. The old adage of see something, say something, we're doing that. But also, once somebody tells us something, we're taking it very seriously. We're looking into it. Oftentimes, it's nothing, but we would rather find out that it's nothing. We're also working on physical security systems, the cameras, the alarms, those things that enhance our ability to protect the community. We've created some checklists. I recently provided some assistance to a group that was trying to create a checklist for active shooters. I've been involved in training law enforcement, fire, EMS for many years on communicating together. We don't want the first time that we're dealing with a threat or an active shooter or a serious situation, we don't want to meet that first time and talk about it. We want to have a lot of preparation already done so that we're already prepared and we know each other. We know what we're going to be able to do when we get there.
Last question. Are students behaving differently because the police are behaving more holistically and differently?
I don't know that they're behaving differently, but I think they're more willing to come to us. And I think that they're more willing to speak with us. And, we were out there playing video games with them a few months ago. I went to a conference with about 30 students down in Los Angeles recently. So we're able to at least have those conversations. It's kind of breaking down the wall a little. I call it, removing some of the barriers, but we may not break down the wall completely, but at least we can look over the fence and have a conversation with one another.
All right. Finally, an open mic. Anything you want to tell us that really relates to this modern campus policing that maybe I didn't ask you?
As we look into the future, we need to do some things differently, and I think these are a good start. And I think what we've known on college campuses for a long time is that if we're not in our community and working with our community, we're not going to be successful. And I know Chief Morgan is doing a great job in his community, and he's out there every day talking to people. And the more that we can break down these barriers, I think the better we're going to be off.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your information and all you're doing out there. Thank you for that great website. I enjoyed it. It was a real learning experience. So I invite anybody that's associated with any campus or community law enforcement to check out the website at Sonoma State University for the Chief of Police and Public Safety there, Chief Nader Owis on the line. Chief, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Chief Morgan, as well.
Do appreciate that. Okay, so back to you, Chief Anthony Morgan, Bucknell Chief of Public Safety. Anything else to add to our discussion?
No, I think I'll just end with, and just to the point of what Chief Weiss stated, it's critically important as we move forward that we're listening to the community. Oftentimes, telling them what safety looks like, telling them what protection looks like, I think has led to kind of the situation that we're in. And so I think certainly giving them a voice and giving them the why is going to be critically important as we move forward because they're demanding it. And then recognizing, too, that we've known, I think, in this profession for quite some time that police can't be the catch-all and the do-all for everything. When we talk about safety, it really is holistic, and there are multiple entities involved in that. And so the kind of calls that we can send an unarmed individual to, we need to look at, and that's something that we're looking at doing. So that way, our officers are ready and prepared to respond to incidents of violence quickly, and they're not going to be on something that maybe we should be sending someone else to handle. And so, you know, that's kind of the path forward, and we're certainly looking forward to continue to listen, collaborate, and involve the community in discussions on what it's going to take to make them feel safe and secure on our campus.
And you have an unarmed position, individuals that are just plain campus helpers, grocery carriers, shuttle mark to his wet car or whatever people. You got these people on staff now?
We're creating that position, so to kind of help in a role of service and security, and so they can respond to vehicle lockouts. You talked earlier about getting a ride from one point of campus to another. They can do that. They can let folks into their dorms when they get locked out, and respond to some other kind of calls that are non-criminal, that traditionally, because police are here 24/7, that's who everyone's going to call anyway. But we can have these individuals respond to those and recognize that the community's point that, do we need to have an armed officer respond to everything? And sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes. But we're going to make that very clear on here's why, on both sides of the coin.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for coming in. As many things as we have talked about, there's about as many we didn't get to. So let's have you back from time to time. Good luck, T-minus 7 days. The grumbling herd returns, and you'll have an opportunity to deal with the good students up at Bucknell. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Chief Anthony Morgan, Chief of Public Safety, Bucknell University.